Of Tassav Leminosri. We pointed out yesterday that the Gemara gives us several examples of Tassav Leminosri. The easiest one for us to identify is a person who makes tzitzis on a beged and a garment that doesn't have four corners, and then creates the four corners after the tzitzis are already made. So then the tzitzis were made on a garment and a beged that wasn't chayv b'tzitzis. And it's making the beged into the four corners, into a beged that's chayv and tzitzis, that establishes the tzitzis, the string to be tzitzis. That is min ha'osui. And then, similar case, the Gemara says, when a person makes tzitzis and a beged doesn't have a shear. And so then there's also an identified as tzitzis. Then the beged has the appropriate shear. So then the tzitzis become tzitzis, but the tzitzis were already made when they could not be tzitzis. Then the Gemara has an example of tasav leiman osui that Rashi and Tosfos debate. And that is the leftover string that's hanging, leftover thread that's hanging down from the corner. So Rashi says that's a violation of Tasav Lo Yimin Osoi, and Tosfos says that's a violation of Lishma. We explained it could be. I saw this also in the Shurim of Michel, that Rashi Mehold was done Lishma. That the thread was left of it, even though it was done Lishma, it's still Min ha'osay, there was no defined act. They created the tzitzis. Tosfos explains the case of tas v'loy min ha'osay. It's a situation where the knaf is sewed on with the tzitzis. So you have which the Gemara indicates later on also is the case of tas v'min ha'osay. You add on the Gemara. Rashi does not call the tassel menosah. Rashi calls that as not having the knaf in the right place. So Tosfos says, if the corner of my beged, is ripped off, and then I sew the corner back on with the tzitzis, so when the tzitzis was on the corner, it wasn't part of a beged, less than 3x3. So it wasn't tzitzis. Now I sew the corner back on, so now the tzitzis become tzitzis, but they're already fully made tzitzis. So that's Tosfos' example. Again, according to Rashi, it could be a different din. The bottom of the Aleph Mem Aleph, it could be a psul that the knaf was not in the right place when the tzitzis were put on the knaf. Could be both. And then the next case of Tassav Leiman Osi that the Gemara records is when the tzitzis were put on in violation of Baal Tosef, and the old tzitzis were taken off, so that's considered to be acceptable. That is not a violation of Tassav Leiman Osi. In other words, if I, even though the tzitzis were entirely made at a point when they could not fulfill the mitzvah tzitzis, they violated the din of Baal Tosef. Nevertheless, when I remove the pre-existing tzitzis, and there's no longer a violation of Baal Tosef, so that's considered to be a valid asiyah. Right? So that is not a violation of Baal. That's the end of the envelope of Tasev Eloi Menosi. Where does the din of Tasev Eloi Menosi come from? So then we pointed out Mosulem Tzitzis, that there has to be some kind of masa, that it's not enough to have a garment that has tzitzis on it. There has to be a garment in which the tzitzis were made on it. Or the language of the Lashon of Rashi and Sukkah, where the tzitzis were made in a way that what we did created tzitzis. The tzitzis have to be created by a masa. The tzitzis cannot happen on their own. That's the din of osulem tzitzis. So I have to say a little bit sharper. It means that the the way Rashi says it in Sukkah, that the tzitzis has to be created by a masa that creates tzitzis. Not a masa that allows the tzitzis to be created. I have to do a masa that where my stringing of the tzitzis has to create kosher tzitzis. If my stringing of the tzitzis did not create kosher tzitzis, those are not good tzitzis. Right? If I put the schach in place, but putting the schach in place did not create kosher schach, so then I'm not, then no matter what I do afterward, that's going to be mina osi. Right? I piled up lots and lots of schach material, huge amount of schach material. So achrei kichleis hakol, I'll realize 10 days later when I want to sit in the hollowed out part of my mound, that the roof that I created was schach, a schach roof. No, because when I created the schach roof, it wasn't kosher for sukkah. It was a mound. It was solid. There wasn't a sukkah there. Now I hollow out the inside. Okay? So it looks like a sukkah. But the Maisa HaSichuch did not create kosher schach. So that's Tasa V'loi Minos. According to Shmuel, I put on mechuber. I put beautiful schach on. Beautiful schach, but it's mechuber. It's possible. So my Maisa HaSichuch, when I created the schach, it wasn't schach or kosher l'mitzvasa. All right? So now I snip it off. So Shmuel says, no, sorry. Your Maisa Sichuch was not a Maisa Sichuch HaMachshir Schach. That's the lesson of Rashi in Sukkah. Gishato oise osa te ru'uya l'sukkah. V'loi mina osi b'psul she'ine roi l'sukkah. V'ato misakne b'tikun mu'ot. All right, so again, so how does Rashi learn Pshat? V'nosnu v'satzitzis. Sorry, but also was that tzitzis is that din that I have to create tzitzis. A person has to create tzitzis. A person has to do a mice that creates tzitzis. Has to tzitzis that are kosher and tzitzis. All right, that's the din. If my masa did not create kosher and tzitzis, it'll never be kosher and tzitzis. Right, so that's nekuda is the nekuda that points out to us that Baal Tosef is different. Why? Because the din of Tasev Elimin Osei means it can never be Mesukah, it can be fixed up. You can never fix up a Tasev Elimin Osei. Right? If you can fix it up, then it means it wasn't Tasev Elimin Osei. If you have a Tasev Elimin Osei, the only way to fix it is to take it apart and put it back together again. Right? In other words, I created Schach, but my Schach is not kosher Schach. No, there's no way to fix it up. I have to redo the schach, pick it up, put it back down. That's right. I take the example of that we haven't discussed yet. The example that the Rambam gives of a person. Example the Gemara gives, which Rambam does not give. It's just easier to picture in our minds. A person takes a long string and folds it over four times, and then puts it through, right? And then makes the tzitzis. And after he's made the tzitzis, and he sniffs it, so it looks so it's eight independent strings. But while he was making the tzitzis, there was only one long string, right? So when he made the tzitzis, they weren't tzitzis that are kosher tzitzis. When he made the knots and the coils, they were not kosher tzitzis. There's no way to fix it. Yeah, you have to undo the whole thing, put it back together again. Because the Maisa which made the tzitzis didn't create tzitzis. I have no Maisa that made tzitzis. I snipped it at the end. So right now we're assuming that's not a significant enough act. The act that made the tzitzis did not create a kosher and tzitzis. So that's so when the Gemara says, I have a fully made Arba Kanfis. I have a fully made talus. It's Gemal Ligas. And then I have a Meshagas. I'm going to put on tzitzis in every single corner. So now I have two sets of tzitzis. And I do it having in mind that I think it's better to have double tzitzis Right? I say two parshas. Shalach, kiseitze. Good. Two pairs of tzitzis. Good. Somebody tells me, no, it's not two parshas. It means it's one's gedilim, and then I go to shir, one's gedilim, one's strings, right? I learned it's only one tzitzis. Good. So now I'm moving on to Yosef. So the Gemara says, you can fix it up. What do you can fix it up? So I can fix it up, that means it's not tasselim and osri. That's the litmus test. So I can fix it, then it means it was never tasselim and osri. So I can take off the old strings. Oh, so Rashi says that means that I've not violated tasav limitosi, because if I violated tasav limitosi, there's no fix. So that's what Rashi has to explain. So why taka is there a tasav? Why is it? This seems to be a perfect candidate for this din, because I have a fully made tzitzis and they are not kosher. They're a violation of al tosif. So Rashi explains that it's not even. And I haven't even made tzitzis. It's such a not meisid to make tzitzit apostle that I don't have tzitzis there. So now, apparently, when I do some other masa, which will make my tzitzis no longer an additional pair of tzitzis, so then that's a significant masa. All right, that's what Rashi explains. But that's the din. Vasulem tzitzis means I have to do a masa. Okay, we can put this in the context now, either put it into the context or create the context of the Hechsher Mitzvah Ksuvah B'Torah. Right? In other words, at first glance, if we wouldn't have this whole shir, if we wouldn't have this whole din, if we wouldn't have these four examples, we would say the Torah says you have to wear a garment with tzitzis on it. Good? You have to have tzitzis strings and tcheles and coils and knots. That would be the din. We don't have to figure out how it was made. You go to a store, you get, you buy schach. So if it's regular, if it's tree cuttings, you don't have to do a hakiru, who cut the tree? Was it a Jew? Was it a not Jew? Was it a non-Jew? Was it a bar mitzvah? Was it a woman? No, you just see it's good tree, it's a tree, it's a real tree, not a synthetic tree. You use it, all right? So there's no, when you buy tzitzis, so why isn't this didn't the same thing? I wear a garment, I buy a suit. So I buy a baguette, I look at it, it looks good. Coils, strings. It should be good. But the Torah says, no, sulem tzitzis. They have to be made in a certain way. Oh, it has to be made in a certain way, so now I all have to figure this out. Who made it? Right? By persons whose chayiv, lishma, has to make sure it was made tasam and also. I have no way of knowing whether it was mina osi or not mina osi. I have no idea if he cut the strings after he sang. I don't know. I have to have a hechsher on it in order to know that it was done. Maybe I go bust the roiv because the roiv people who do it. I'm not sure if you need a hechsher, but you have a hechsher. Good. So where does this din come from? Because the Torah says the mitzvah of tzitzis is not wearing a garment with strings and knots and coils. It's wearing a garment where somebody made strings and knots and coils. Masulam tzitzis. So since the Torah says that the preparatory act for the mitzvah, the extra mitzvah, is addressed in the Torah, so now the preparatory has halachas. If the Torah would not say masulam tzitzis, then it's like having a tree for schach. I don't have to ask any questions. But since the Torah says you have to make the tzitzis, then more explained to me. All right, so that's the din. So once we have this whole new parsha that the Torah says when it comes to tzitzis, I'm teaching you not only how to make it technically, that has to coils and knots, but I'm making the act of tzitzis, making the tzitzis, becomes of greater significance, becomes part of the mitzvah itself, becomes addressed in Chumash. So now I have all these new halachas which the Netziva organized under the rule of Hechsher Mitzvah Ksuvah B'Torah. Would we go as far as to say the Netziva says mitzvah b'yesim b'shulchan? Right? Whenever you have a mitzvah Ksuvah B'Torah, whenever you have, then there's a bigger mitzvah to actually do the mitzvah yourself. I don't know if they'd be taking the Netziva to that extent. That was in the Tzivs Chiddush, the second parak of Kiddushim. That's part of the parsha of an Hechsher Mitzvah Ksuvah B'Torah. It's bumped up from regular Hechsher Mitzvah. Good. So now we've discussed. So now what needs to be discussed Tosfos has a kasha. Tosfos says, Tosfos two kashas. Maybe three things have to be understood in Shitas Rashi. Number, the most pressing issue is Tosfos's question of that when the Gemara discusses this principle in the context of Sukkah. All right, two classic examples in the Mishnayos of Sukkah. One is where a person lowers the branches of a tree and creates schach that way, but a schach that is not acceptable, it's possible because it's connected, and then he disconnects it. So Rav says that is accepted, it's good. Why? Because I did a maaseh, I did something, I cut it from the tree. So when it was sitting on my sukkah, initially it was not schach, it was mechuber. I did something, I snipped it, I made it not mechuber. So that snipping is a significant enough act, and therefore that satisfies the requirement of sukkah istasu. Good. Shmuel and Levi disagree. They say, doesn't work. Sisosan lo zuasiyosan. Alright? So so our Tosfos says, according to Rav, that tzisoson zuvi asiyoson. So Rav would also say that if a person takes a string and folds the string over four times and then threads that cord through the hole and then makes a perfect set of tzitzis, and then at the end of making perfect tzitzis, he would snip it. So Rav says that those are good tzitzis. Shmuel Levi probably says not good tzitzis. But Rav says are good tzitzis. So Tosfos says, if snipping a fully made tzitzis is considered to be a significant enough fulfillment of v'osu lem tzitzis, so then why shouldn't the first case in the Gemara, where I add strings to the pre-existing strings, that should also be a good enough masa. That's Tosfos' kasha. Right, that's why Tosfos says, no, it must be talking about where the corner is not joined to the garment. I have tzitzis on a corner, and then I sew the tzitzis on. All right, so that is, I'm fixing the garment. In the case of sukkah, I'm fixing the schach. In the case of the tzitzis, I'm fixing the garment. All right, so that's not a good. That's the tzitzis were fully made. So Tosfos says to Rashi, why shouldn't that's Tosfos' first kasha, right? Tosfos says v'afilu rabbanan de amri d'chelz in ma'akev zalovan hanikish ar bechutin avodakel ar shnayim lois. Tosfos says that's true. I have some strings there, but I need to have more strings. So when I add my new strings, that should be a significant effect. That should be a masa. So Tosfos says that this is kasha against Rashi. A lot of Achronim say it's a very strange kasha that Tosfos is asking from the position that we don't paskin like. Right? We paskin that snipping off the was that?
It's Rav talking in our Gemara.
Yeah. Okay. It's even a strong kasha. Yeah. So the L'chayra, the answer to this kasha is that Tosfos is saying, when it comes to snipping ready-made tzitzis, according to Rav, is good enough. According to Shmuel, it's not good enough. But if it's something more than snipping, then everybody would say it's good enough. In other words, Shmuel and Rav argue, have the two of the envelope. What's considered to be enough of a masa? So Rav and Shmuel argue, if I have fully made tzitzis and then I snip the strings, that's my question. But if something more than that, then there's no question. Then Shmuel would agree to Rav as a significant maaseh. So over here, where I'm going to actually be stringing more tzitzis, of course it's going to be a good enough maaseh. That's how we should answer Tosfos' question. The question that is raised against this Tosfos. So the question becomes, to Rashi, how do we define what is a significant enough masa? What is a significant enough act that's considered to be a a fulfillment of Asulem Tzitzis. We know Rashi requires that once I do that Masa, I have to have kosher Tzitzis. If that Masa does not deliver Tzitzis, then I haven't filled the Asulem Tzitzis. Just like my Masa has to deliver kosher Eschach. The second Kash of Tosfos, so this we point, Tosfos' Kash is that if Rashi's Pshat is correct, then the Gemara should not have nailed the person on Tasva, and also the Gemara should have nailed him on Lishma. Right? In other words, if the question is that I want to use the string of the weave, then the Gemara says it's not Lishma. Right? So that we thought was not such a powerful Kasha. Rabbi Michel also points out, not such a powerful Kasha, because maybe it's not Lishma. And then the third question, which all of us should have to deal with, is if I need a significant masa, a significant act on the tzitzis to deliver the tzitzis, being kosher, if I do something significant on the garment and the tzitzis are fully made, that is not a fulfillment of Asulem tzitzis. I have to do something to the strings which make them good tzitzis. If I do something to the garment, that does not make them good tzitzis. All right? That's mina'os. It's a violation. That doesn't work. So now I have an in-between case. I'm not going to do something to the garment. I'm also not going to do anything to the kosher tzitzis. I'm going to take away the posel tzitzis to make the kosher tzitzis good tzitzis. So Rashi says, well, the reason why in that particular case that's considered to be a significant enough vosulim tzitzis is because my kosher tzitzis have not been made yet. They're there. They look like they've been made. They have knots and coils, tchels, everything. But since the Torah says it's an osir, they're not being made. So therefore, the requirement of the asiyah now becomes dropped us. So how do you understand that din? So the Emek Bracha, Eilei Pemanchik, has the following approach. He addresses the first question of Tosfos. It says, Tosfos' first question is, this is not a problem of Lishma. This is not a problem of Tassel, it's also the problem of Lishma. And he does not take the approach of Rav Michel that it was done Lishma. So he suggests the following. So even if one doesn't think the kasha is so powerful, but l'chara what he points out is l'chara is a correct principle. And that is, he says, the requirement of tzitzis being l'shma, that requirement is during the act of making the tzitzis. Right, the tzitzis has to be lishma. Right, Gemara tells us it has to be lishma. I have to make the tzitzis, and I have to have in mind that I'm making the tzitzis. Good. Obviously, the requirement to make tzitzis, having in mind that these are tzitzis, is this is a syllogism, an identity, means that is a requirement of stringing the tzitzis. It's one of the requirements. I have a requirement that I have to use, that I have to have an adult doing it. Possibly, every request to be a man doing it, possibly, have to requirement during the day, possibly, but one thing that's clear is they have to do it lishma. The person who's stringing it has to know these are tzitzis, right? So, that, he says, therefore the din of lishma is part of the din of tasav lemenosu. It's the same din. Tasav lemenosu means they have to make them. They cannot be made by themselves. Rav Lasky's example yesterday of making tisayidei kishuv. Right, person takes out the Sefer Yetzirah, goes to the place which says how to make tzitzis, and he says the litany in making tzitzis, and all of a sudden his beggar sprouts tzitzis. All right, so again, you could debate whether Ayidei Kishuv is at a Maisena. But let's assume right now that the tzitzis made on Ayidei Sefer Yetzirah is not considered to be a Masa. Let's assume for the moment. All right, so if that's the case, or let's say a person would be able to figure out how a garment can generate its own tzitzis. Well, it shouldn't be possible at some point to figure out how an inanimate object will be able to reproduce itself. So reproduce strings. Right? That would not be tzitzis. Let's say a goy made them. Right? So those would not be tzitzis. They look like tzitzis. They have all the required, all the regular, the appropriate size, the appropriate knots, the appropriate coils, but they haven't been made as far as we're concerned. So the din of tasev also means that the tzitzis have to be strung. That's number one. And number two, that they have to be strung for the sake of doing tzitzis. So he says that if this would not be correct, then it's all one rule. So then he said, then it should be permissible to have the lishma requirement at some late point in the act, right? In other words, I strung my tzitzis, a goy put it together, right? A goy knotted it, a goy coiled it, whatever. At some late point in the act, I do one more coil on it, I do one more act on it, so then that will be done lishma. In other words, if there's a din that I have to make the tzitzis have to have some identifying tag on them, and that's lishma, so that identifying tag can be done at some late date. The fact that the identifying tag is done when you're making the tzitzis, that's the same din as tasa v'loy menosei. Tasa means you have to make them. You have to make tzitzis. V'loy menosei, and the tzitzis cannot happen by themselves. If they happen by themselves, then they're redan shaloy lishma. Another way of saying it is that the din of tasa v'loy menosei is, as he says, that's why Rashi doesn't, and Rav Rashi says, doesn't call it a din of lishma, because the requirement of lishma is based on tasa menosei. The reason, the basis for requiring lishma, the basis for requiring, again, what's lishma? Lishma means that these tzitzis, these strings were strung for the fulfillment of the mitzvah. So, the Mikbrocha defines the mitzvah, the din of tasev lemin osui, means that when I'm stringing the tzitzis, I'm identifying these strings as tzitzis, as opposed to them happening by themselves, so therefore they could never have been identified as tzitzis. The tzitzis have to be identified as tzitzis by the person stringing them. All one din. It requires a masa. It means it requires, it fits in very well to the language of Rashi and Sukkah. Right? He says the din of Sukkah is tasev leimen also means my action is to deliver kosher v'schach. In other words, my action is what makes it has to be identified as schach. If I have this huge I pile a huge mound of hay in one large area, and then I carve out an area underneath it, so the act of creating schach didn't deliver the mitzvah, didn't deliver schach that satisfies the requirements of the mitzvah. So that means when I piled the schach together, I could have said, you know what, I'm making this big mound, and in 5 days from now, we're going to hollow out the underneath, and we're going to have a sukkah. So that would not be a kosher sukkah. Why? It was done l'shma l'char. No, it wasn't l'shma. Why? Because Rashi says that when I create the schach, it has to be kosher schach. It has to be schach ready-made for mitzvah. So the Mikbrocha's understanding of that is that my creation of schach has to already identify the schach. If I create the schach in a way that this could not be used for schach, then I have not created any something to identify the schach. If I put live joined branches on top of my sukkah. Right, so now that I've created a sukkah, four walls, all the halachas, but the schach is not kosher schach. I cannot sit in there. So my ma'isa sichach, right? What's a ma'isa sichach? Means the roof that I created was not. I cannot fulfill the mitzvah of that roof. All right. So that is. So now if I try to satisfy the requirement, so according to Shmuel, there is nothing I can do. Because I created a roof which cannot fulfill the mitzvah. It's possible. It can never become kosher. I have to disconnect all the wood and then place it in place again. So when I create the roof, it's kosher v'schach, right? The question that we raise, what's the din when I create, when I make a beautiful sukkah under a roof and then open up the skylight? So that's the question. When I made the roof, I couldn't send it. Wouldn't be a good sukkah. So the Emek Brocha's way of formulating the din is that in the case of sukkah, what makes this schach, in the case of sukkah, we would say there's a requirement of creating, since the Torah says chag sukkah is tasa, there has to be an action that creates kosher schach. And it has to be a roof making action that creates kosher schach. And if my roof, if I created the roof and it can't be good schach, it'll never be a good sukkah. Whatever happens afterward will not be. I have to recreate the roof. And Megbracha says when it comes to tzitzis, a little bit different. I have an obligation to identify the strings as kosher strings. I have to make the strings lishma. I have to be meichal shem tzitzis. I have to be called, how are they called tzitzis? What makes them tzitzis? What gives the identity of tzitzis? So is it that if I buy strings from someone, I buy a long cord, and it's made for tzitzis and sold for tzitzis, not good enough. I have to create tzitzis, and during the creation of the tzitzis, they have to be kosher tzitzis, and then they're called tzitzis. So if I create tzitzis on a garment that is not doesn't require tzitzis, I can't call them tzitzis. I can't be mechal shem tzitzis. So I'm not fulfilling vasulim tzitzis. If I put tzitzis on a garment that is not chayim and tzitzis, it's too small, Torah doesn't call these tzitzis. So I haven't been mechal shem. I haven't identified them as tzitzis. How are they going to be identified as tzitzis? Because now I'm going to make the garment bigger. That's, they're posel already. They're not good tzitzis. So I do some other mice in the bag, they're not good. Alright? So the Emek Brocha says that the tas of Eloimen Osig and the din of Lishma is the same din. The din of Tasim and Osig is, it's not simply a din that I have to do a masa, that I can't have tzitzis that are ready made. No, because even when I have tzitzis on a small garment, I make those tzitzis, it means, and this is the lesson of Rashi and Sukkah, the lesson of Rashi and Sukkah is I have to make a roof that's good for Sukkah. So and when it comes to tzitzis, the Emek Brocha is a little bit different. I have to make tzitzis in a way that I am identifying them as tzitzis. I make al shem tzitzis on them. All right? Go ahead, Moshe.
The Gemara in Sukkah has a different drasha for the Shmur.
Correct.
So, isn't this a problem with this pshat? In other words, according to his pshat,
yeah.
Anything that's not lishma,
mm-hmm.
when you try to make a bichal later, it's going to be tasav lomad asi. Anything that is tasav lomad asi, al korcha wasn't lishma mitchila. So, it ends up being the exact same thing. Why would you need two drushas?
No, so the drusha of lishma, let's say like tviya lishma, if you require tviya lishma.
Gemara in Sukkah says yeah. that the drusha of lishma in tzitzis is.
Right.
So it's a different drasha of tasa from
Lachah.
It's a drasha from
Lachah. Right. I was thinking about that. It's a different drasha. But I don't think that what he's saying is that I could only have the din of lishma if I have a din of tasa minasi.
In general, or here?
What's that?
Or is he saying that here you would have satisfied, there's no specific part of the asiya that would have required the shema.
Correct.
Therefore, in theory, you could chatur and lishma at the end of this.
Correct. Right.
It becomes a problem. That's a
mess.
Right. Not that the shema per se, the requirement shema per se, is built on that's a mess. It's the application.
Is that this?
Something can be tasav lomad also because it wasn't lishma b'tchil. It's not as if every case of tasav lomad also is lishma, but if something can be tasav lomad also because it was not.
Because right. So the din of lishma is not limited to tasav lomad also,
right?
But the tasav lomad also will require lishma whenever I have to fulfill the tasav lomad also. Right? In other words, the task of lemon also means I have to be meichal shem tzitzis during everything which is a fulfillment of tasa. Right? I have to be meichal shem tzitzis. Let's say if I hold it, it requires spinning lishma. Alright? Separate din. Right? But whenever I have a requirement of tasa, I have a requirement of being meichal lishma. Right? Tasa lecha v'asulem tzitzis. So everything which is a fulfillment of tasa requires a lishma. I cannot add my lishma. I cannot tag it on after my masa. If my masa was a shaloi lishma, then I will not be able to recreate lishma later on. Right? Tasa also, and Megbracha's definition is that I have an obligation in tzitzis. I have an obligation of identifying every part of the making of the tzitzis has to be identified as making tzitzis. So I create the tzitzis in two ways. I create the tzitzis by stringing them, and by stringing them and identifying them as tzitzis. So I cannot identify something as tzitzis if it cannot be tzitzis. I have a garment, it's not a chayv in tzitzis. So I can have the greatest kavanas that I'm making tzitzis. Person puts tzitzis on a table. Right? They're not tzitzis. Person makes beautiful tzitzis, puts on a pizza, not tzitzis. I can't make them into, I can't say the l'shem tzitzis, because they're not tzitzis. So I have a garment which is less than, which is less than four corners. They can be beautiful tzitzis. They're not tzitzis. I cannot make it lishma. I can't identify them as tzitzis. So the Amik Bracha says that's pshat and tasev limit also. That's why once I've made the tzitzis, it's done. It's a psul.
So is it possible to have something that is possible mishum tasev limit also, but that was made lishma? Or every single thing that is tasev limit also is akorach limitation of lishma?
So I think that everything is tasev limit will be shalom lishma.
Why do you need the psul
tasav? Because that is what teaches me where to apply the din of lishma.
So if you just had a din of lishma, so then you would say,
but
if you had a gadil already and you stooped it into the corner and sewed the corner back up, you would say that that's kosher as long as you did a lishma?
If you did that, yeah. In other words, the tasav means that I have to be meichel. Again, the din of lishma is being, in this case, we're saying, is being meichel shem tzitzis. Identifying with tzitzis, giving it the identity of tzitzis. All right. Now, once you have that mahalach, Shaul, have you said before? Shmuel, sorry.
So how does Rashi understand kitzis hasim zos yos? Because you were matel for shalol lishma.
Right.
And then you did some ma'aseh at the end. Even if you did that lishma, but when you did the original anafka, that wasn't
right.
There wasn't a chafza that was able to.
Tzitzis, right. So that would explain why Rashi would say that Tzitzoson and Tzitzis is not a Tzitzoson. We paskin that Tzitzoson is not a Tzitzoson and Tzitzis.
But we're saying Rav, that we're
Right, so this, it's conceivable to me, he doesn't discuss it, that that might be a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. It's conceivable that Rav says any mice at all is good enough. Right, this approach may be, I was thinking there might be a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Because Rashi says all of this all in Shmuel, it's how we paskin. Right, so it's conceivable, I can't say for sure, that Rav could say, and then to answer Rav Lossi's however, that Rav could say in Sukkah, see, so was he awesome. Was that? Sorry? Right. Then the problem is that the Gemara asks the Kasha, leaves it the Kasha. So the Gemara could have said this word. The Gemara doesn't say this word. Then the Kasha gets the Sarah. Right? Go ahead.
If you had tzitzis, and then one of the tzitzis gets torn off, and you take that and you sew it back on, that's tassel and rasoi, but lashma,
would it be? No, so the point would be that that is not a valid lishma. Yeah, it's not really lishma.
It was lishma when you first made it. It was still lishma.
Say again. What are you saying? The what?
Kosher bag of tzitzis.
Yeah.
And then one of the tzitzis, gets torn off.
Right.
And then you just sew it back on. So that deal is still lishma. It was originally made lishma. You just put it back on. So.
No, but your new asiya is taking nonsense. Once it got ripped off. So what are you looking at? Strings of the coils. Alright? The lishma has to be invested when you string them. Alright? It can't be invested after before they were kosher tzitzis. Now they get ripped off, they're not tzitzis. I need to do an asiya. The ma'asiya, I think it's a perfect example. My asiya, my stringing the tzitzis, my making of kosher has to be done in a way that I identify them as tzitzis. So now, once they get ripped off, they're not tzitzis, they're not doing anything. They're not even shameless, I'll be there. Right?
Tosis argues with this one.
Was that?
Tosis in the Sukkah says that this is different than Kutsin and Niman and Greek because you had Lishma over here. But there you did not.
Right.
So Tosfos would argue with that. Tosfos would say you could have lishma even if it's possible. Sounds like Tosfos is learning the case of.
Tosfos and Lachorot is right. Lachorot Torah separates these cases. Correct. Lachorot Torah Tosfos says that the din of Tosfos and also is that you require a certain masa. According to Emek Brachas Chiddush is that you require a masa. That is, and that masa is the way in which the identity of tzitzis is conferred on the tzitzis. And Tosfos Lachorot says, no, my machshava is what confers the shame tzitzis. I require a certain masa. I don't require a masa where every single act confers the shame tzitzis. Right? The best raya is that according to Tosfos, if I would have two strings that are they're just hanging their shalei lishma, and then I would add on two more strings, then I would have a lishma problem. I wouldn't have a tassel and osi problem, right? And according to Rashi, the Emek Bracha is saying I have both of a problem, right? So it's conceivable that it's a machlokes Rashi Tosfos, and the machlokes had to learn pshat in Rav and Shmuel. According to Tosfos, the machlokes Rav and Shmuel is how significant a masa, because tassel is just significant mice, insignificant mice. And according to Rashi, it's that the din of tassel and also means I require a masa that is meichal shem tzitzis. Right? Now, once we have this approach, so we so then we can take it two steps further in explaining. And explain this din of Baal Tosef, right? The Gemara says that if I have a beautiful talis, complete with tzitzis, and now I string new tzitzis onto it, so then I'm in violation of Baal Tosef, right? Since I'm in violation of Baal Tosef, our Gemara would say that those new tzitzis, the Gemara should say, right? that those new tzitzis can never become kosher. Gemara does not say that. Gemara says, no, those new tzitzis are a violation of Baal Tos as if they're not there. Gemara says, well, it depends what my kavona is. If my kavona is to be mevatel the old tzitzis, so then when I put on my new tzitzis, then everything's okay. I'm stringing new tzitzis, and as I'm stringing them, having in mind, I'm going to be removing those old tzitzis. So the Rosh Hashivas ask, how can my kavana zap the old tzitzis? My kavana can actively confer. How can my kavana remove the validity of old mitzvah, of old tzitzis? So l'chayra, according to Mikbracha, we have a good answer for this, because according to Mikbracha, if I confer something, if a status is conferred by a human being, then that status can be unconferred, right? For example, by a get, right? You can battle a get. So Reb Chaim Sayyid battle a get. It's a good get. The person wrote a beautiful get, but before he sends it, he says, "Don't want it anymore." Right? So Reb Chaim says, "How is that possible?" The person writes a beautiful Sefer Torah, and the Sefer can't say afterward, "I'm removing my lishma from it." Right? This is Reb Michel's kasha. Reb Michel says he doesn't understand this Gemara b'chlal, because he says when it comes to a Sefer writes a Sefer Torah, he invests the kedushin at Raya lishma. Zan, he cannot disinvest it. Right? When it comes to a get. So then Reb Chaim said that since the get is to accomplish a specific gerushin, so therefore the person who commissioned the get has created a kosher get because it was done with a specific intent. So the owner of the get can disinvest. In other words, he can pull the plug on it. Because the lishma there is a lishma to give the get and give it a certain direction. When he decides that he does not want to use a get for that anymore, he's pulled the plug on the lishma. A sefer cannot pull the plug on the kedusha of a sefer Torah. Once it's done, it's done. What do you mean? Right. Right. No, and
once
it's Nasir, then it becomes Asa. No, but it's Levitula. If you call it Levitula, then it's not a violation of Baal Tos.
No,
right,
it's not
Baal Tos,
therefore it's a problem.
No, but the point is, how can you be Vato? It's not a thing that's what I say. How can you be Vato Tzitzis?
It means you're going to take it off. No? That's what it's meant.
Yeah.
I
mean, while I'm stringing it,
I thought meant you take it off
afterward. So Michel thought it was that?
He takes them off afterwards. It's just he's not having kavanah to be over Baal Tos.
There's no kavanah to be most of them putting him on. Yeah. So I was wondering in this case whether the way to look at it is it's only Baal Tosif if I have two. What makes it Baal Tosif is that I have intent to have two strings there, two sets of coils there. So the Gabe, the Shem Tzitzis, it's all one pair of Tzitzis. So I have two coils. My Kavan is going to determine whether I'm maintaining these Tzitzis and therefore I have intent to have two coils, or whether my intent is to have only one coil. Right? So, in essence, my intent is determining whether it's all, whether I have 16 strings or only 8 strings. So now, therefore, when I actually put the if my intent is to add a new set of 8 strings, so then I'm in violation of Baal Tosif, and then it's a nothing. I can never use this garment as tzitzis. So I'm not making tzitzis. I'm not making tzitzis in mitzvasa. Not only am I not, it's not even a tasmai rossi. Tasmai rossi means if I would do something which ultimately could look like tzitzis. Over here, I'm creating a situation of Baal Tosef, so therefore, I'm not even adding on any of the. Why? Because I'm creating 16 strings, with having in mind to violate. But it's only the 16 strings together that create the Baal Tosef. So when I snip the old strings away, so that is a masa on the tzitzis. It's not a maisa on the beged. It is a maisa on my 16 strings. Because it's only if I have 16 strings together that I am in violation of Baal Tosef. So the validity of these new 8 strings depends on whether I see them as 8 and 8 or 16. If I see them as 16, so it means I've added something to the tzitzis there. And then when I snip away 8 of my 16, so then it's I make al shem. That's a significant act of tzitzis. It couldn't be what you were saying yesterday. Then it makes it all into one long maisa tzitzis. But it's only because my intent initially is to have 16. I can't be mechel shem in 16. If I have to look at it as one unit in order to be a violation of Al Tosef, and therefore, since it's one unit, I can still do a mice in these tzitzis. Just one final aura. The Mikbracha says that this would explain the Rambam Shita. The Rambam, when the Rambam quotes the Gemara, the Rambam does not quote the Gemara of folding over tzitzis into 8 and stringing them. The Rambam quotes the Gemara of taking a string and looping it through once, it's a very, very long string, and looping it through one corner and then looping it through the other corner and making tzitzis, and this very long string with them being connected through the from corner to corner. And the Rambam says that if in the end I snip the string, that's a violation of tasav leminosi. Tol achud mishnei kinafayim mizul azu. I make the kanaf kilchasa, and then I cut them at the end. So the eighth, when I was tying the knots, they were puzzle. Why? Because the two corners were connected to each other. When I snipped them, then they became kosher at tzitzis. So the Achrayim ask, why didn't the Rambam do a simple example of, he wants to make the what happened to the simple example of taking the string, folding it over 8 times, or 4 times, stringing it through, making tzitzis, and then snipping all 4 strings. So the Kesef Mishnah says, because the Rambam thought that this is the example given in the Gemara, and therefore he quotes the example that the Gemara says explicitly rather than an example that's derived from the Gemara. So Emek Brocha says that if we accept his explanation of the din of Tasav and Osui, so then it would explain why he has to choose his example. The Rambam's machalik behitul l'shnei kvan lebehitul kanaf echad. The davke hitul l'shnei kanafayim the kvar yesh kan tzitzis gemura ela shasuyi bepsul. So then the tzitzis were entirely made, and since they were made connecting two corners, so therefore he cannot be meichal shem tzitzis on this anymore, and it's tasel eminosi. But he says if he strung one long string and he didn't snip those strings, kol zman shali posik rashi chutin ein kanadai tzitzis klal. He says until he snips all 4 strings, so then he says that's like the case of Baal Tosef. It's a nothing. So it's not even he cannot be mechal shem tzitzis on one long string. As long as he has two sets of strings, and there's one long string that connects two corners, those can be called tzitzis. So he can be meichal shem on the tzitzis. So since they are tzitzis, and he made the tzitzis in a way that's possible, so it's tasvel and also cannot be fixed. But he says, if a person takes one long string and just strings it through over and over again, so he says, that is like the Baal Tosef case. That's not even a candidate for tzitzis. So that should be considered to be a non-masa. And when he snips it, then he should be able to make al-shem on the tzitzis. Okay.